Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Thursday, the 14th of June. The long-awaited report on the handling of sex abuse cases in the Diocese of Cloyne in Ireland has found that its leaders routinely failed to implement the Church's child protection procedures. The report, which was released overnight, investigated allegations of abuse against 19 priests made to the diocese from 1996 to February 2009, and found that the then bishop, John McGee, took little or no interest in managing the cases. It reveals that Bishop McGee incorrectly told the state's health service executive that all allegations of sex abuse were being reported to Irish police, and describes the bishop's inertia concerning child protection as remarkable. Bishop McGee resigned from his diocesan duties in 2009 after the National Board for Safeguarding Children in Ireland found his diocese had put children at risk. The report accuses the Vatican of being entirely unhelpful in helping bishops to implement new child safeguarding guidelines in 1996. The Vatican has said the recently excommunicated Chinese priest, Father Lei Xian, will not be considered a Catholic bishop even if he were to ask pardon from the Pope. Rome Reports has more.
The Catholic Church has also asked the faithful, priests, and bishops of China to resist every form of illegitimate ordination. The Vatican's Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples released a document clarifying the Church's position on the excommunication and the illicit ordinations that have occurred in China. They note that excommunication means Xihan has no right to govern over the diocese and can no longer celebrate Catholic rites. However, he remains a member of the Church through his baptism and should approach the Holy See at any point for reconciliation. The Holy See also clarified the status of bishops who participated in the illicit ordination. The seven legitimate bishops who were present are deemed excommunicated unless they can prove they were forced to participate against their will. The new spokesperson for the Church of China has responded saying the ordination is a demonstration of religious liberty in China. He said by choosing their own bishops, they are following decades of tradition and independence.
Cardinal Francis Arinze has given a rousing speech at a bioethics conference in America addressing some common misconceptions about abortion. The cardinal said, "Some say I am personally not in favor of abortion, but I will not impose my views on others. It's like saying, I am personally not in favor of killing you. But since some people want to shoot all of you in the Senate and the House of Representatives, I won't impose my views on them. It is pro-choice. You are not serious. This is divine law, it's not a tennis club regulation." On population control, he said, "Some people say, you see, the population of the world is too much, so abortion is a means of birth control. Why don't you allow yourself to be shot and reduce the population of the world?" Arinze focused much of his talk on the importance of the story of creation in upholding human dignity and good stewardship of the earth. He said, "The meaning of human activity in the world is linked to the discovery and respect of the laws of nature that God has inscribed in the created universe, so that men and women may live in it and care for it according to God's will." He also said, "Sinners are prisoners. They are prisoners of their undomesticated instincts and their uncontrolled desires." Cardinal Arinze is the Vatican's Prefect Emeritus for the Congregation of Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. Igbo Nigerian by birth, he was a personal advisor to Pope John Paul II. 18 couples at a parish near Perth will renew their vows in a special wedding anniversary mass to be held in August this year, reports The Record. Every year since 2007, couples celebrating their silver, pearl, coral, ruby, sapphire, or golden wedding anniversary during the year are invited to the special mass. Noreen and Don Dickinson are the longest married of the couples from the parish of Saints John and Paul in Willerton, south of Perth, who will renew their vows on the 21st of August in the parish. The couple married in 1957 and are celebrating 54 years of marriage this year. Any couple celebrating a wedding anniversary of more than 50 years is also invited. Notre Dame students at the University Sydney campus have immersed themselves in sub-Saharan African business life by developing three social enterprise business plans, reports the Parramatta Diocese. as part of an accessible project for innovation and entrepreneurship in 2010, the students' business plans made recommendations to improve sustainability methods in the honey production, fish farming, and handcrafted shoulder bag industries in poverty-affected communities in Zambia. The commodities intended for export are largely produced by farmers and villagers in Zambia and can be used to generate an external source of income and encourage employment opportunities in their communities. On behalf of the 2010 cohort, this year's students presented their final business plans to Australian social entrepreneur Ashley Tuttle, co-founder of the Pakamisa Fund, which means to lift up in Zulu, when he and his wife Tessa visited the Sydney campus in June. Sydney School of Business lecturer Mark Hornshaw said the opportunity to work on a project that had so much potential to help people in need was incredibly rewarding. Numerous pro-life organisations in Argentina are holding a rally outside the nation's capital building to protest a bill that would legalise abortion in the country. The rally comes as the Argentinian Congress welcomes the president of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights and the UN Relator for Argentina, Luz Patricia Meyer. Meyer is an outspoken proponent of sexual and reproductive health and an abortion rights advocate. The measure, which so far has the support of more than 50 congressional leaders, would allow girls ages 14 and older to obtain an abortion without parental consent. It would permit federal funds to be used for abortions and would allow the procedure on demand up until the third month of pregnancy. The bill would also limit the right of healthcare workers to conscientious objection. Well, that's it for today's Rush Hour. All is quiet at Castel Gandolfo, but we'll be back with more Catholic headlines for you the same time tomorrow. Remember to call me anytime on +612 8005 1530 or email me at therushhour@cradio.org.au. Have a great day. God bless.